recovery. And that's an complicated we want to first make an apology, which I think it was an error of judgment or information on my side. I said in this meeting we will be adopting the minutes at the end. So I think from the state because this committee can't adopt the meaning of the same meeting that it has attended. Only the next meeting will adopt the minutes of this committee. Because we are only analyzing the work of the committee today. So the minutes will reflect all the meetings, and then in the next meeting will then go in the adoption of the minutes. So that's one error that can I do committee. Here the only thing we will be dealing with is a report and a recommendation thereof that and I think I'm not sure whether with honorable members they would prefer that we go page by page and look at the report, whether it is a reflection of what was done, and then we go on the issue of the recommendations which we then have to adopt and then move. I suggest that we go page by page. Okay. Is the apology accepted? Honorable Mr. Anyone will second? Honorable Pigeon?
I wish to second.
You wish?
I second.
Oh. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's go on the report, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, should I start afresh or should I go from page 7?
No, from page 6.
Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. The first part before 9. Before 9. Which is a recommendation, the other part. On 14. Honorable Lord.
Mr. Chair, the first of the recommendations.
No, I'm not. That's why I said the first part before 9.
Oh, before 9, thank you.
Because the recommendation is separate from the report. So I think by consensus that the report is a true reflection of the proceedings. Yes. Okay. Now, honorable members, two things, because we can't have to talk about part. There are recommendations that are put forward. I mean, there are recommendations that are put forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then there's 10, which then outlines the way forward. I assume Honorable Norima was already raised then, then Honorable Alem, Honorable Shana, Honorable Bafono. Welcome, Honorable Smith. Now I'm encouraging you.
Your pronunciation is approved, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. I had to go back and study. Now I can see. I was worried when you came in one meeting, I was worried that when there was an issue, just came in with his hand up. And then he said, you asked, what is your point? He said, no, I'm just waiting for that one to speak, and then I'll accept. Honorable Lord.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Firstly, the first of the recommendations relating to the committee recommends that research should be centralized. I would like to know where that came from. I remember discussing that. It's not something that I think I agree with. Could somebody just fill us in on how that recommendation was reached? That's the first bit. The second bit is with the conclusion of the report, which I don't agree with.
What part, Honorable Norma, that you or how do you think it should be reflecting on the conclusion?
Mr. Chair, I already said at the last meeting that I don't think we should support this budget.
Okay. Honorable Madam.
I think that there was consensus on recommending some special attention on the implementation of the charter. And just to say mining legislation and regulation of the sector, I don't think is sufficient. We need a paragraph recommending that sufficient resources should be made available. Especially this financial year, as a way of finding a solution to the mechanism on monitoring and for observation as to whether the charter has been implemented. Remember, we're concluding the 10 years of the charter now, and there are certain things which should have been said. And on the observation as well, I think it should have been noted that the department has got no mechanism in place on how it is going to be designed. Remember, we said they must go back and come and present to us some program on how they were to monitor this implementation of the charter, because the installation of the IT system was not sufficient. And that's when Honorable Mdaga went to town to engage the DG on some unfounded explanation, which was unacceptable, with the improvement of the living and working conditions of the workers. And I think the conclusion is it should be, I think it's a poor reflection. The committee has agreed to adopt with only two members of the committee objective. And we've advanced our reason there. I don't think it's a need for us to repeat ourselves here. Majority have agreed, and I was briefed that normally it's not written in the report of the committee. It reflects on the meaning. And that has been the practice. But if that is the practice, it's a wrong practice. And wrong practice will not be carried on in the name of a practice. Because there are people who read the report and don't read the meaning. So if you write it only in the meaning and you don't write it in the report, people are going to assume that we are part of this decision to adopt a budget without money. How can it be a budget without money? So we can adopt an empty budget. So we have objected to that, and it must be noted in the report that we don't agree with this budget.
They should make sure that they monitor every mine. It's not like there's no mechanism. the mechanism is not sufficient enough to monitor Almighty, and they should improve on that. That is our concern. And on the issue of approval of the budget book, I think we raised our consensus. Those who agreed, those who didn't agree to support the budget book, they didn't. And then we went to the citizens, they were that we voted, of which more vulnerable members voted for the support of the budget book, of which it may be going to appear on the minutes, not on the report. So I think that the standard should be like that. If you want to change it, our committee is responsible for changing those things. I think.
When you put it like this, I would think that there is something you're teaching you. Yeah, so let's put it so that you can see the end. I assume now that I now can see your hand is up. Then I will begin after you.
Good morning, Honourable Chair. I want to move a proposal that we adopt the budget and recommend that the Chair team engage the department with our concerns and report to the next committee. We will engage all our concerns, the concerns of the members of that department. Thank you.
I think the colleagues are raising the issue of the charter, which is, I think, to be correct. You still remember that we agreed that we want to be able to capture it, so we wanted to practically ought to be involved in the repertoire as the last time we discussed it. So that we're able to say, even if we put in number 5 or 7 or 6, even if the exercise is so that we're able to influence if we can then go towards the end of the day. So that we don't just get that point at the end of the day. The last point which I wish to raise is that you see, we would really accept the budget as it is with amendments. You get the point, we could agree that there's a mover and then with amendments. I think we could do that. Whatever issue that we're raising as a process, so that's an idea I wish to move that it will assist us. The other point is that if we really do that, in a way that we have crafted are helping us. The concept of the president is just you put your issue, you don't bring any matter, so if you disagree or agree, tell everybody that particular meeting, the majority school and the adult majority put through the issues, and therefore it becomes the matter of that particular policy. It's supposed to be like that, it becomes the issue like that. So I want to see. In the minute, really, it becomes clear when debate is better to say where we came to. Now, in my view, I think that really adopted the minutes with amendment. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sure that the last one. I don't want to use that. There is the first word that I can use. I can only use with due respect, very respectful to others. It requires much more than people to say that way. Continue on other business. So we don't continue service, Mr. Chair. But can I, these documents go to the wide world, are there. Currently, my chamber reads it, the mining house reads it. Can I, talking to what Mr. Lorimer said in our position, and just make a few grammatical recommendations. English is not my first language, but I would hate to see reports going out, and I've seen a few areas and I don't, at least
linearity to it. Can I, just for graduate reasons, just look at the first bullet. The recommendation, yeah. The recommendation.
Page 14.
Page 14. Yeah, page 14, yeah, sorry. Page 14 recommendations. Just look at the first bullet. It says that most entities conducting research, the committee recommended research should be centralized, or at least coordinated as that, so that full value be gained from government financial support for research into the mining sector. I suggest we put a full stop there. Take out the words R and then start the new sentence. The establishment, small e, of a center for excellence. The establishment, small e, of a, make the C and E, subject Mr. Lorimer's first year English grammatica, but I'm just trying to from the establishment of a center, capital, E, excellence, and then the rest of the words is correct. The second bullet, the National Treasury should increase the budget of the government, of the department, so that more health inspectors are employed to ensure, say that, that's out, to ensure compliance to set the mining legislation and regulation of this sector. Then the third bullet, the process be undertaken by the Inter-Ministerial Task Team on social labour plans. SLP should be speedily driven to ensure the maximum participation by all. And then the fourth bullet, set the make the compliance capabilities. Compliance conditions for licenses should be an audit requirement. And then I'm not sure what the wording exactly should be, but including by private companies, I would phrase, I'm not sure exactly, it doesn't sound right, but as a pretty compliance conditions for licenses should be an audit requirement, comma, including by private companies, comma, that's of, see, it doesn't read well. The fourth bullet? So it should, read then. Okay. Can't we just say the following and suggest to make it simple? Compliance conditions for licenses should be an audit requirement, comma, even by private companies. Full stop. Then the fifth bullet is fine. The sixth bullet, I would just suggest the following. The last bullet. A platform should be created whereby critical issues are discussed. For example, just take that, Anna, a stakeholder discussion forum, because we said a platform should be created, we should say stakeholder discussion forum, that includes Stelga, and the rest is fine. So it reads a bit better, that is dramatic.
When you start the grammatical scrutiny, then you have to concentrate your mind some more. On bullet number two, we were talking about all inspectors. We weren't just talking about health inspectors, I'm sure. So if you want to inspect more inspectors, if I look onto the list of labour plans, those are, I don't think you call those health inspectors. So can we take out the word health so that more inspectors be employed?
Virgil, let's start with the first one. We are very honorable, Norman. The glory is now to respond to your first question, if we agree with what the honorable Smith is raising.
Mr. Chair, he was talking grammar, I was talking content. I mean, that whole first bullet, I'm a bit lost as to where it came from.
Now, let me explain that one. First, it came from the time when the entities, three entities are presented. Secondly, it came from some committee members. That's why I But the department itself through the DG did not deny the possibility of a central coordinator. This emerged after many in tech in particular had talked about and the, was it the, no, not the country for genocide. It was the Mining Health and Safety Council talked about the November summit. And they said at the center of it,
they will, I will even ask, is it necessary for them to now tell us about how that center of excellence, so two entities, came making that proposal. He said, even it better when, depending on the nature of research, obviously, when all the, when there's one center of excellence that will deal with research. In the last meeting that we just had at E249, the DG said, that's what they are going to do as a consideration as a department. There was never then some point who said that idea may not be a correct one. So if there was an objection to that idea, then it should have been raised. Let me now go to the second part, where I think all of you honorable members are doing, especially those who are responding on this issue. Let me answer, let me give you the first part. You can adopt twice. In E249, we adopted the issue of the budget as a committee, the agreement. The only difference with the agreement, it was an agreement by vote. But it did not say, so the issue here is that, did the committee agree on adopting the budget? What's then the adoption of the budget? And the committee, but the understanding is that the budget is supposed to adopt it. Wait a minute. How then do we go about to compile that in the second issue? That becomes the second issue. On the issue then, that goes, the issue now is that there is a report and recommendation in front of the committee. The issue then is whether this committee adopts this report and recommendation. So what we'll be reflecting is whether was agreed, was adopted by the committee. Again, how we adopt it, if we go through that route again that we did in E249, that's what will happen. But I don't think there's something that then prejudices members of the committee in their debates and discussions to express their views that they would have expressed in the committee. And Honorable Mafolo is correct. If then we view, and I think we can't run away from that, if then we view that the approach that is being used in determining a decision is not correct, then let's go to that one. It's only about a decision. Because the decision does not say it was a decision by consensus. It then says that decision was taken. Now, on the issue, that I think some of, I think the point that we should take that into consideration, the point that was raised by Honorable Malema, we shouldn't run away from. I think it's not different from what Honorable Pigley was raising. Whether then we want to debate whether that lead or does is another issue. But I think the issue is that there are no, it's not that there are no limitations, there are no sufficient and effective, I think we shouldn't run away, an effective mechanism that are being used. And I think we should say that that operation, I think, should accommodate it. And therefore, when we make recommendations, so that it also addresses what Honorable Itanga was talking about, that they recommend that the department must work on an effect. In fact, Honorable Pigley, I agree with you 100%. We said that process must be undertaken now, not in December, and it must be done in consideration of the participation of the committee. So I think we can deal with that. Then around the issue of inspections, I think we will have that element in, that amongst other things is to ensure that there's effective and efficient systems of monitoring compliance in relation to the conditions in the mining industry.
So I think that issue of the charter, there is no doubt about it. It is a process that must be, and in fact we did say it must be undertaken with immediate emergency, taking into consideration also the role that the committee will have to play in the process. Honorable Lorima, Honorable Mizara, Honorable Tigray. Yes. You can't make it up. You want to better follow up on his. Why don't you get some honorable Lorima first?
Sure, I'm happy to hear the comments before actually, so I can address them too.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. In black, two. When you are talking about more inspectors, he said we mustn't say more health inspectors. So when you are talking about more inspectors, what inspectors are you talking about? So my answer is this, we are talking about health and safety inspectors. You cannot just say more inspectors. What inspectors are you talking about? That is why I am saying, I am at now, safety. That is health and safety, Inspector. Thank you.
Okay, but I think the point that you are raising was that there are other inspectors that are looking at other issues. I think we should gather the right appropriate words. We can't run away from the fact that there are areas that require emergency priority. We should then say, in particular, health and safety inspector. We say more inspectors, in particular health and safety inspectors as a priority.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just starting with that one, I'm not surprised by that at all. Because it's not just health and safety, it's actually also the compliance inspectors. So if you say more inspectors, it can mean more of all kinds, which I think is probably the position. But if you want to emphasize a particular area, I'm quite comfortable with that. As your point about the centralization of research, elements of the department may have recommended that, you may have agreed with that, I didn't. So, if the committee wants to recommend that, that's fine, but my agreement is not there, that's my agreement with the report, it will not be good. As far as the conclusion goes, I hear what you're saying, but then I suggest for reasons of clarity that we insert just three words, and those words are by majority vote. So in other words, that conclusion will read, the Portfolio Committee, having considered the annual performance plan and budget project of the Department of Mineral Resources, recommends, by majority vote, the House supports budget project 32. Because that will indicate that it wasn't a consensus or unanimous decision. I think in for reasons of accuracy, that's what we should put in.
You see, other problems are difficult, but even that decision will require also that to go to a vote, and that's what I'm trying to
do. Mr. Chairman, that's fine. If you're not voted, we'll also reject the report in the House.
No, it's not your fault. No, wait, you remember, I did say that you do have a hand, and we will raise them, and I can do it before I was recognized. Now, my problem is that even before I could then say I've given you a chance, the already on this floor. We'll be doing very well. Let's keep that tradition quite well. Now, on the issue,
I don't know what is the role of this fellow South Africans here. Because Honorable Rodima is speaking, they are also housed here. We can't allow that to be held by staff members here. This is our debate. Please.
I didn't hear it, but let me say this, please. Can we enjoy the privilege of being in the committee and allow members to debate? And if that happens, to all of you honorable members, if I bring it out there, that's with you on the spot. But please, can you allow members to deal with that issue? Now, I was then saying, we can go that route. Does it help? I don't know how it helps. Secondly, we made the suggestion to say, if there is another way of helping, I don't think there's somebody who rejected that process. If there is another way that we need to follow, we then say properly how we take decisions here, it may not be the appropriate one. So we don't want to take a decision simply because we want to come when it is not necessary. But we have to check even that procedure, whether it's a correct one. Now we say there's only one process that we understand and how the decision is taken. How they change this decision and say we will do it the other way around, I'm not sure whether the power sitting here to make that judgment call. Thirdly, on the issue is simple. If the report is recommended to be considered, because that's what it says, that it must be considered. If then it is considered, it's put like that, the report is recommendation, then that's what is good. It doesn't change, that's still the same. I might as well say, unfortunately, the Honorable Agreement, that even if we were to say here, by majority decision, that then you try and create the incredible level. Were you going to go there and say, no, we accept the budget? Even if we say the reality is the same, you will still reject the budget, even in the House. So it is within your right. That's why I said, it's within your right, Honorable Members, to say to that issue at first in the House. So can we then look at people as to whether are the recommendations and the report adopted? Honorable Madam.
Thank you, Chair. I think that the views of the majority should let all that be represented. And I think Honorable Rolima is capturing it very well. And I heard somebody saying there are other committees dealing with that. I don't think there is a committee that deals with writing a report. Not such a committee. A committee on how to write a report. I've not heard of such a committee. So, and none of you has actually, in arguing against our proposal for our view to be represented, quoted the rule that actually suggests you can do what you're trying to do. So we're not breaking any rule. We are asking for our view to be represented. In as much as we are few, people still need to know that it's not the entire committee that agrees on this matter. And I know for a fact that such a resolution was taken in the Home Affairs Committee, where there were objections of the majority. I mean, the views of the minority were actually. That's what democracy is about. You must never use your numbers to suppress the views of those who don't agree. This is the most intelligent proposal. It's seen by majority, and then we pass. It doesn't say EFF and DA or co. It says by majority. And then whoever is reading this thing who was never part of our meeting, then we'll know that. Obvious, it means the way different views expressed in the meeting. This document, by the way, are not only for South Africa. Once published, they are international. And the whole world need to know that not all of us are yes men and women.
I'm coming to your Honorable Smith and then Honorable Zafar. Let me say this again. We have dealt with the issue of the budget there. There is a report now in front of us. This probably will take that into consideration that Honorable Madam has raised the Honorable Lord. When we look as to whether are there people, I'm not done because we're done with the budget, it's E249. Yes, I know. Now we are dealing with the report. Is there any people who are objecting on the report, including the amendments that will now be proposed by Honorable Members? Is there an objection in the report? Honorable Sis, Honorable Mafolo, Honorable Malema, Honorable Mdaga, Honorable Fab.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think we have a problem with the content of the report. I don't think they're saying, as far as I understand, that the report does not address what was said to the committee. So one can't have a problem with the adoption of the report having a reflection on the discussions which took place during the budget presentation. But it is somewhat different to your conclusion in paragraph 10, saying the portfolio committee having considered the annual performance plan and budget and recommends that the House supports the budget. Now, that is clearly based on a decision. And the rules of the House do indicate that minority views or a different view are to be reflected in the report. So, insofar as the adoption of the report reflecting the contents of the discussion, there is no concern. I suppose there's one, possibly one here. But I don't think it will lead to a non-adoption. I might be wrong. Maybe we'll leave that to Mr. Lorimer. But my concern is that where we make conclusions, we are entitled, in terms of the rules, to say, by majority, or another way would be to say the EFF and the DA considered withholding or indicating that the caucus will determine the objection or support of the budget. But that is a right which we have in terms of the rules, we have a state to say. Another way is saying the majority, by majority support. Thank you.
If the honourable member doesn't understand what the other honourable member is saying, it's worth to ask a clarity. I think what I said in my opening remarks, you said there is a standard that there won't be this thing of majority said or who said the result was voted or not voted. I said this is a standard that has been going on. If it's wrong and other parties feel that this is wrong, you must go to relevant committees to speak for change. Here we don't have the power to do that. And what I'm saying, to move forward, Jefferson, we don't sit here for 2 hours discussing one thing. Instead, that we, I suggest that we take the conclusion as it is, we are happy with it. If there's another thing, please let us know, risk our time and go to vote and then deal with this matter once and for all. Because there are other platforms where the people who are not happy or honorable members who are not happy about the conclusion can reach them. Not here. Let's go forward, please. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, there is no platform that deals with how to write the minutes or the reports. It's not such a platform. So we shouldn't be misled that there's a platform on how to write the report. It's not such a platform. This is our committee under leadership. A report are going to be written under leadership and your direction. And we are a fifth parliament. So I have a problem with people who comply with wrong things. Because they were done by the Boers and they found them this way and they continue with them. And I'm not here for that. I'm not here to just comply with wrong things. The views of the minority should be expressed. Yeah, we don't disagree with the court, by the way. We agree this is the work we have done ourselves here. With those amendments, especially also elevation of the charter. We made contributions and myself and the secretary can find a way of making those additions. We agree. We have no problem with the report. I don't think any of us, including Honorable Lorimer, has got a problem with the paragraph he refers to. You clarified that and I agree, you will express that point, but you actually said MINTEC deals with these issues of research and now everybody else deals with research. Can't we find a centralized or a coordinated manner in which research can be conducted? You made that point. And there was no objection even when we raised that point. I agree. It's a true reflection of whatever. And I further agree that we need that sort of a coordinated, if not centralized research so that we can maximize on resources and stop distributing money to different sections that are going to be conducting the same thing, research, under the same department. So I think it's a point we can debate moving forward and all that. So we are asking, we're not saying you must not adopt. We're not saying that. You've got the power to adopt, as you've got the numbers to adopt, and we have adopted actually in the last meeting, like you're saying, we're not doing that now. What we're arguing about now is, this is not a reflection of the spirit of the previous meeting we had in this building. And we're saying, in the other building. And we're saying, please reflect the spirit of that meeting in this report. And that's what we're asking for. In as much as you want to emphatically say, people shouldn't waste your time, hey, we must adopt, you shouldn't suppress our right. At least we're wasting your time, but you're suppressing our right, which is a fundamental thing we'll never allow you to do. You can't suppress our rights to disagree. We disagree, and we're not going to be forced to agree by the majority. The majority agrees, and we move forward. Let it be reflected. And we then move on. We have no problem with the majority agreeing. And if majority agrees, then the budget goes through. No one stops the budget. No one stops this committee from adopting the budget, because it is done already. But what we're asking for is that the impression should never be created that all of us are part to this. Remember, we're part of this committee. And when you say the committee has agreed, it's as if all of us agree. And we're going to be asked questions, and then we'll start disowning this, and they will say, but the first committee has agreed, you're part of that committee. So let the majority agree to adopt the budget, and we move forward.
Another point,
thank you, Chairperson. If you cannot give the appointed in this committee. Chairperson, when the minority is agreed with the majority, the best way is to use numbers. That's a democracy. That's a democracy. We cannot allow them to waste our time. It's unfair. They will never agree with us. They will always disagree. I can hear Honorable Malema is trying to put freedom here and there to say that we were talking almost the same language the other day. We are deeper here and there. But the fact is, we are deeper and they disagree with us. So the question is to go, to look at the numbers. That is the democracy. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Fabu.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I think what the opposition, Honorable Mariam and Honorable Lawrence, and should make sense. Okay? However, in any institution, okay, except the rhetoric, of course, of Honorable Mariam. Yes, but I think that's how we talk, always nice, being sarcastic, and we don't mind that. However, in any institution, there are norms and standards of writing reports. We are not going to be isolated from the rest of the community and allow something that is not a norm. We are saying to you, go and consult, maybe it could be considered change of the norm, but don't use the norm and standards and the way the reports are written. It must want to keep it that way.
Honourable Member, I have not written a report. I'm looking for people who are. We can only deal with the report of the committee. Honourable Member, they've got a right to say they support, we're dealing with the report now, they support the report, but they object to that sentence that says the budget is approved. It's proposed. The budget is not approved by the committee. We don't adopt the budget. We recommend. Now, when we deal with recommendations, surely, when we submit the minutes, members have got the right to say in the minutes, they are not a true reflection of what, or when they see the report inside the house, it does not reflect
that they are opposed or they were against the adoption of that. That's why we dealt with that issue. Here we are dealing with the report of the committee. Now I said I needed people who support the report. Maybe we start there. Any people who support the report. Now I'm not going to go to that now. I'm dealing with the report. We will deal with the report long before I was dealt with when we received it. Whether it contains the issue of how the report was sent forward, whether by majority or what, we deal with that issue there. But also honorable members have got the right in how they receive the report to say, if the report is reflected, this is what they think the report should have reflected, that it is a report of the committee that did not enjoy the support specifically on this matter. That relates to the project. So in that regard, that's why I'm asking this question. Now, I don't want to go to the discussion whether how do we write or we don't write the report. We'll deal with that issue when that time comes in. But the difficulty is that I don't want to push others to support or to have a debate on an issue now. Can I assume then those who support the report can be raised there? One, two, three. Four, five. Those who object to the report, one, two, three. Then the report is carried. Thank you very much. No. Okay, we can do that for my. You move? Anyone second it? Okay.
Chef, a citizen and this report should be adopted.
Okay. Honorable members, thank you very much. We'll meet you on 30th.
No, but you're not going to vote this year.
Why are you doing that?
You have done.
No, you can't call them to adopt on record and close the meeting without putting on record.
You want to adopt on record.
But Chair, you did that on adoption.
Okay. Is there anyone who objects on the report?
I move for the objection of the report.
Honorable Malema, objects on the report? No, I'm very flexible. Go to the speaker. Press the speaker, Honorable Malema, so that we hear your voice.
I second the objection to the report.
Thank you very much. We'll meet on the 30th. July. Meeting is then adjourned.